6 minutes after 10 o'clock, and it is time for Kaleidoscope. Today, we get to talk with Rod Hamilton, EDA Director for the City of Mountain Lake. Man, you brought in some good weather for us today. Well, if we could figure out who it is, we need to give them some, I don't know, bonuses or something.
The weather report leads right into our conversation here today. It's just been fantastic. We have multiple projects going on over here in Mountain Lake. Like you and I had visited a little bit before, dirt's flying over here and concrete's being poured. So this great weather is a huge bonus.
Well, let's dig in. What are we talking about? What are we pouring concrete for?
Well, I tell you, you and I have been talking for a very long time on the hotel project over here. And that was quite the undertaking in order to bring that to fruition. However, it's here. Dirt is being moved. You'll see out there by the A&W, large piles of dirt, concrete being poured. That project is happening. It is 100% in the hands of the developer and subsequently the builders. And so this thing has come to fruition, and it's going to be a great addition to our community.
And it's going to move very quickly from this point on.
Well, you know what? It will. The general contractor came into City Hall there, and I was visiting with him, and he has built numerous hotels all across the country. And he said he works in a lot of these smaller markets and stuff too. I mean, that's what their focus has been in. But again, he has a tremendous amount of knowledge and expertise on building hotels. And I shared with him what our common goal is as far as a deadline or a due date, if you will, for the grand opening. I know the mayor and others have stressed, wouldn't it be great to have this thing built and have a grand opening around Powwow Days, our city celebration? And the general contractor said that's very doable. Of course, you know, we don't know what the weather's going to do, and there could be a few obstacles along the way, but everybody is rowing in the same direction, and our goal is to have this thing up in full operation by Powwow Days.
That would be a nice cherry on the top of Powwow Days.
Well, exactly. And the other project we have going on over here is the first responder building, which is also pouring concrete. And they have the same timeline. They want to have that open for Powwow Days also. So that'd be really cool for all the people that come over here and attend our city celebration. We'll have two brand new projects, hopefully ready to have some open houses so people can tour the both of them.
Well, they both have been a big process in making happen. So it's got to make you and everybody feel pretty good when you see the dirt moving and the concrete getting poured, and all of a sudden things are getting very real very fast.
Yeah, precisely. There's so many people that have been working on both of these projects, and you know, everybody from the boards, the councils, to you name it. And finally, when we're able to put the puzzle together and start moving dirt, I mean, it's a little celebration, right, because of all the hard work that's gone into this. But both of these projects have been a community effort. You know, many, many people have spent time on these and putting together brain power and others, you know, to where we can get over the obstacles and make these things happen. I mean, that's what it's all about. These are community projects.
So is it too early to say, all right, now that these are going up, what's next?
You know what? That's always the question, but it's not too early to ask the question, and it's not too early to say, since the dirt has started to be moved on that hotel, our phones are ringing again. You know, there are some people who simply kicking tires. There are other people that have actually gone and spoke to their lenders. And Tabitha and I are working with them and encouraging them also to to finalize their business plans, putting them in connection, whether it's the Southwest Initiative Foundation, Southwest Regional Development, or simply helping them ourselves. It has absolutely re-energized people because you and I, like we had talked before, we have been talking about this hotel, for a that was a little slip, but it sums it up pretty well, right?
There you go.
To all the listeners, but talking about this hotel for quite a while. And, but when people finally seeing that this is happening, they're saying, you know what, I'm re-energized, let's move forward. And so, again, the phones are ringing, and there's got to be more activity out there. We got to go through and do our due diligence on those projects just like we did on these.
Well, and one of the interesting things is, because you're right, a couple years ago we were saying, now once this hotel goes up, there's going to be a lot of interest but even before that's happened, there's been quite a few projects and a lot of things built in that development.
Yes, isn't that fun? It is. And everybody is local, with the exception of the Caseys, right? Everything is local. People want to do good things and invest in our community, which is fantastic. And, you take the hotel, for instance, not naming any names because I don't have their permission, but the investors on that thing, they're local people. And every single one of them said, we want to do something nice for Mountain Lake. And it's the same thing with these other proposals. Of course, people want to be successful. They want to be able to make a living, make some money with their investments. However, they want to do it here in Mountain Lake because of their love for this community. And that's what Mountain Lake's all about.
So how many parcels is that divided into? How much room is going to be left after the hotel's built for other businesses?
Yeah, well, I tell you what, when that was put together, our commercial park there, the parcels were enormous. And I asked that question when I first came into this role. And what we decided collectively as a board is that they're going to come back and allow those parcels to be subdivided. And because originally there were only 8 parcels. However, the one where the hotel is gone, we subdivided those parcels, redrew the boundary lines. So instead of selling them a 3 to 4 acre site and then not utilizing all that land, we subdivided them and sold them a 2 acre site, which is going to work just fine, which will free up the neighboring 2 acres for another business. And so that's what we're doing collectively with all the remaining parcels, because they are so large. So originally it was 8 parcels. However, we could almost double that when it's all said and done by subdividing them.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know that I remember ever talking about how many it really was. That's, I think, a real smart approach, too. And whether it's, you think about some of the drive-through coffee shops and things like that, man, they don't need an acre. So,
well,
to
precisely.
So it makes sense to be able to subdivide those.
Yes. And so the board and city council, they are absolutely in favor of that. They want to, obviously make it look nice and make sure everybody has adequate space and very attractive to the people who are driving past on Highway 60, but also doing what we can to utilize the space out there efficiently so that we can get as much commerce, new businesses out there that we possibly can without making it too congested. One of the examples on making sure that they have adequate space is the hotel. One of the major feedback to this hotel were people who work in the trades and individuals who drive truck or pull a utility trailer or whatever the case may be, they said, when you make that parking lot, make it big enough so that we can get these trucks and trailers in and out of there. So you're going to see it's a different design than what you'll see on some of these other hotels, where it's going to be large enough to where if you're pulling a full-size truck and trailer, there's going to be some spaces for you to where you can pull in there. If you're pulling a smaller utility truck and trailer, you're not going to have all those obstacles with curbs and whatever the case may be, so that you can pull in there, back up, and spend the night in the hotel. So little things like that have been extremely, you know, well thought out and discussed, so that we can make sure that we're attracting people that we need to attract.
Well, it's going to be a very exciting next few months, that's for sure.
That it will be.
All right. So is there anything else we need to mention this morning?
You know, one other thing that I would like to mention quickly, you know, the city of Windham has an EDA director, the city of Mountain Lake, but we also have smaller communities in Cottonwood County that do not. And I serve on the Southwest Regional Development Committee, and the last, or as the commissioner, in the last meeting that we had an individual by the name of Shannon Martin with the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency come in and speak to our group, and she specifically talked about brownfield funds. And I wanted to bring this up so your listeners in our small rural communities around Cottonwood County and beyond, if you have old dilapidated buildings that you've been trying to figure out ways to get them cleaned up and maybe redevelop that area, I want to encourage you to reach out to Shannon Martin. And I'll give her direct phone line is 651-757-2874. She is the individual, again, with the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency, that is the resource for brownfield funds, and those are dollars that are available for communities to do this very thing, clean up these old dilapidated properties and get them ready for the next future growth and development. So I just wanted to give a shout out to that, Steve. I also want to say thank you so much for what you do and everybody at KDOM as far as helping us get messages out there to the public. So I just can't thank you enough. KDOM is a great resource, and it's wonderful to have you in our communities. So thank you, Steve.
Well, thank you. We always appreciate hearing that. But is this the brownfield funds? Is that a relatively new thing?
No, actually, it's been around for a while. And when I was serving in the legislature, we actually, it was the city of Worthington. They had that old Campbell Soup building, and they were able to secure some of these funds to help clean that old dilapidated property up. And then there was another smaller community that had a gas station, old abandoned gas station. So we assisted them on connecting for these funds. So they have been around. This is just fresh in my mind, so I brought it up. I'm actually traveling at 4 o'clock today. I'm going to go head over and speak to a small community. They have some old agriculture buildings that they would like to get tore down, old wooden grain elevators. And So I'm going to go speak to their city council about this, because specifically if it's agriculture, there's another fund of money. Fund of dollars. It's called the ACRA. It's for anything like old pesticides and whatnot, old chemical recovery and cleanup, agriculture chemicals. And so if PCA comes in and does an assessment on a building, they can then bring in the Department of Agriculture, and collectively they can pool their funds to get these old buildings cleaned up. And like I said, if they need to be tore down, removed, so that you could prep that for future development. So I'm heading over. I'm actually speaking at 5:30, I think, is when the meeting starts. So I'll be heading over to the small community to talk to them about this. Again, there's resources out there, and my role is simply trying to connect people to what's available.
And you are always willing to help. So if you miss that phone number or if you just have a question, you love taking phone calls.
You know what? I do. I love being able to offer up my services and to do what I can to bring value to the conversation and to help people. And see, my direct line, my cell phone number is 507-822-4748. And again, just like you said, I'm more than happy to take the phone call and work you through it. And I always laugh. I said, I don't know much, but I know a lot of people. And so I'm more than happy to connect you with the appropriate individual.
All right. Well, Rod Hamilton, we really appreciate you talking with us today. It's going to be fun watching things grow there in the next couple months.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Steve. Once again, always a pleasure, my friend, and we'll catch you next month.
Very good. Thank you for talking with us. That is Rod Hamilton, the EDA director for the city of Mountain Lake. And that will do it for Kaleidoscope this morning on KDOM.